Thank you, Damian, and good evening, everyone. The City of Eureka will hold a public town hall meeting next Tuesday, the 12th, to solicit public input into the ongoing search for a new police chief. The meeting will be held in council chambers at 6:30 p.m., and participants will be asked to share their views on the qualities they want to see in the next chief. The primary focus will be on the major law enforcement issues facing the city, what experience the new chief should possess, what personal skills and characteristics the new chief should have, and how they would like to see the new chief involved in the community. City Manager Bill Panos, who announced last week on Talk Shop that the search has now been expanded to a national level, hopes to have a new hire by the summer. Officers from the Eureka Police Department's POP team conducted a narcotics enforcement operation in Old Town on Tuesday. During the operation, officers pulled over a vehicle driven by Boris Lee Valentine, who was wanted on warrants. Along with Valentine, there were two passengers, including 31-year-old Casey Hunter and 29-year-old Selena Ranney. A search of the three occupants and the vehicle turned up weapons, a small amount of methamphetamine, and drug paraphernalia. Valentine was arrested and booked on the outstanding felony warrant, while Ranney and Hunter were arrested and booked on probation violations and possession charges. A Eureka police officer on patrol in Old Town contacted 28-year-old Heather Fontaine, who was walking on West Grant Street in the company of 27-year-old Stephen Ridley yesterday. As the officer exited his car, he saw Ridley go behind a parked van and then heard the sound of an object hitting the pavement. That object turned out to be more than 10 grams of methamphetamine along with a digital scale. Ridley was arrested and booked on possession and possession for sale charges. The officer then did a check on Fontaine and found that she was wanted on several warrants, and she too was arrested, and both were booked into county jail. Arcata detectives, who have been investigating a string of burglaries in the Sunnybrae area over the past few months, have identified a suspect who remains at large. Investigators are looking for 36-year-old Timothy Dixon, who drives a 2000 Oldsmobile Bravada, license plate number 6MKD992. Dixon was identified by witnesses as the suspect who was seen burglarizing a residence in Sunnybrae, and his vehicle has been seen leaving the scene of several other burglaries. Dixon remains at large, and anyone with information as to his whereabouts is asked to contact Arcata Police. And following the passage of the Tribal State Gaming Compact in 1999, the Indian Gaming Special Distribution Grant Program was established. That program distributes funds to local governments to be used for police and fire services, water supplies, health care, and others. The Humboldt County Indian Gaming Local Community Benefit Committee is currently accepting applications for grant funding, and you may obtain an application by contacting the county clerk's office. Additional information as to eligibility and jurisdiction are also available, and applications must be filed by April 8th. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for two of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai. And we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. St. Joseph Hospital announced grant funding today. Stephen Walker has more.
St. Joseph Hospital announced today that it has awarded $100,000 to local groups as part of its annual Care for the Poor program. The grants this year were aimed at addressing food insecurity in communities on the North Coast, and the grant money was distributed to Arcata House, Alliance for Family Farmers, Food for People, St. Vincent de Paul, Open Door Community Clinic, and Serenity Inn. In addition to food, one grant will help provide mental health resources for the local Latino community.
And the State Senate voted today to authorize the use of $24 million in funds to bolster the State Attorney General's program confiscating firearms from people who are no longer qualified to own them. There are more than 19,000 residents in California who purchase guns legally, but due to criminal convictions or a determination of mental health illness, are no longer qualified to own guns. The state operates a computerized database that tracks gun ownership, and due to cuts to the State Department of Justice, thousands of guns are in the hands of people who are ineligible to have them. The passage of the bill also includes measures to limit magazine capacity, as well as banning the sale of weapons that possess a bullet button that allows for the rapid change of magazines. And that's the news on this Thursday afternoon for KINS News and Information. I'm Dan Squire.